Every week, it is getting better and better.
Absolutely bags of fish.
Yeah, there are some big shad that have pulled in.
A couple of kuta coming out of the deep Mishloti side.
We can sniff that winter species coming through. Bronze bream, a mammoth amount of cod. There are dorado. And guys, there are sharks and sharks and sharks for days.
So that might bode well for the sardines. Duh, duh, duh.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Ooh-wee, hello fellow anglers. We are back with what I'm starting to call not just the purple patch in fishing right now, right? Because a purple patch pretty much means a good time going on. Guys, I am going to be calling it the Indigo Patch. And the reason why is because every week it is getting better and better. Fishing in KZN at this very moment, as we near the end of autumn, getting into winter, we can sniff that winter species coming through. And guys, it is a perfect mix of non-edibles and edibles. And this is going on not just on our coastline, but all the way up from Mazeppa. So we know what's coming our way. And I can tell you, it's gonna be pretty phenomenal. We are in for a treat this season. We are in for a treat with this show. Now, usually I tell you what's happening on the rock and surf, on the offshore, on the freshwater side, but I am just gonna name some species for now, and I am gonna let our reporters tell you exactly what is coming out, because hey, they are the experts in their area, so they're gonna tell you what's coming out and where it's coming out from. Right now, take a listen to these species that has come out over this week, right? We are talking about bronze bream. We are talking about a mammoth amount of cod. There are triple tail, this tuna, this kuta, this shad. There is a ton of pompano on every beach, right? There are dorado. And guys, there are sharks and sharks and sharks for days. So we've got the perfect mix of edible and non-edible species. We have got my reporters that can't stop talking. And we have got the tackle from the Kingfisher. So guys, before we kick off the show, huge shout out to the Kingfisher. In fact, before we kick off the show, a huge shout out to the Kingfisher and East Coast Radio, because today, Angler News has made the daily news. This is another feather in our cap, right? I mean, this is really thanks to you guys, thanks to East Coast Radio, and thank you to the Kingfisher. I mean, I am blown away. I'm super excited. I usually don't go on about myself on the show, but you know what? A moment like this got me like so euphoric that I immediately dashed out and I bought every copy out of Woolies and Checkers and the Super Spa, because yeah, hey, you know what? It's not every day you make the daily news for your work, right? So I bought a ton of copies. I gave it out to everyone. It is like a phenomenal week. It's our Indigo week. Now we're going to kick off our Indigo week. But before we do, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And these are the stores you want to check out this weekend.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, when I mentioned those few species a few seconds ago, guys, I did not tell you about the snook, the bass, and the trout that's on the bite. And the reason why I'm talking about that snook on the bite is because we called it the Indigo Patch, right? And it's not just the fishing that's on the Indigo Patch. The Kingfisher are on the Indigo Patch, because I was there earlier and Ray was showing me these new snook lures. Guys, it is like nothing I've seen before. So he was just pricing it. It wasn't on the shelves yet. I begged, I pleaded, I almost cried for him to sell me some of these. He couldn't. It will be available this week. So yeah, go and check this out. The Snooker on the Bite, they've got the right stuff. If you happen to pop in and get those lures, make sure you don't clear them all out. Save some for me. But if you do fish with them, please let me know how they work, because I can't wait. Just from seeing them, yeah, I know we always say Oh, sometimes it catches the fisherman and not the fish. Guys, I can see this catching the fish. But anyway, enough of that. Let's get into this week's fishing report. And we've got Adam, who is so excited. Guys, he literally had to tell me on a second voice note, Vinesh, I don't know when to stop because there's just so much fish coming out of the South Coast. So I'm going to leave him to tell you all about it. So guys, without further ado, here is our South Coast guru, Adam, with this week's Lower South Coast fishing report.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I hope everybody's had an awesome week, and I'm sure all of you that have gone out there and tried your hand at angling, whether you're a novice or a seasoned fisherman, from rock and surf to deep sea to even freshwater fishing, you guys have caught yourself some good fish. Because again, Vinesh, we are now thundering through the weekend, we're getting awesome and epic fish catches all over the show, particularly down in the South Coast and even moving into Durban. I heard that Durban Basin, the guys are getting some really good fish there close to Ushaka. So really nice to see a lot of species of fish all over the show. Now, we have had a lot of bait fish in the water down in the South Coast, from red eyes to bonnies. And we know the water temperature is slowly dropping and settling to that coolish around 21 degrees, and it's hovering around there a few degrees up and a few degrees down, so that might bode well for the sardines. So Vinesh, let's just hope we get those silvery little blue fish coming through, because as we know, it brings a plethora of species of fish with them. And we've always had a bit of a hit or a miss when it comes to sards. It's definitely something you cannot put money on, but again, let's not say it too loud, Vinesh. You know, the fish gods out there have definitely been on our side, because things are slightly a bit better than they were last year. And we're getting into more of a rhythm in terms of the weather, the water temp, the wind speeds, the directions, and even the species being landed. And we are still getting non-ed fish down in the South Coast. Can you believe it, Vinesh? I don't know how, I don't know why, but it's just happening. And, you know, it's not going away. They're there. So it's kind of just like your pet sharks nowadays. You know, you put a bait, you catch the same gray seven times. You name him Bob if you wish. I don't know. But it's getting to that stage, Vinesh. So, yeah, fishing's definitely been on fire down in the South Coast and even further south, which we are going to get into now. So we've had Teal, Darby, Rania, Billy, and Suhail down at Mazeppa Sunrise Beach accommodation recently, the last few days, and these guys got themselves bags of fish, absolutely bags of fish, you know, from cob to garrick to grays to bronze whalers to bream and raggies in between all of that. So absolutely well down there, gents. You know, very nice house fish popping up down that side. You know, loads of bait fish down that side as well. Can't confirm if it's sards though, but with the water temperature apparently really cold down there, you know, there has been a lot of bait fish around. And again, it's that red eyes and bonnies up on our side of the woods, but down that side, you know, we've got some videos and footage of birds starving on pockets and shoals of bait fish, which we don't know just yet or confirmed definitely that it is sards, but there's something in the water. And if guys are heading down to Mazeppa Bay or that area, now would be the time to do it while the water temp is cold, because I even got some other pics of some other gentlemen fishing down there, and they've just been landing bus size non-eds. So it's definitely happening, guys. So if you want to book a trip, now is the time to do it before the weather changes. We do know the winds are up and down as usual, but it looks like now would be the time. Heading a bit further sort of north, Port St. John's, we've got some pictures and reports of very big grunter and medium-sized grunter landed, and some bus-sized cob as well, Vinesh. So it looks like Port St. John's is getting to that point where it's starting to work a bit better. And again, that might be a spot if guys want to go and fish, get some grunter, get some cob, head down to PSJ, because Port St. John's is definitely getting some fish in the river. Now a bit further north, still Vinesh, moving into the Port Edward, Palm Beach, Glenmore area. The guys have got themselves a handful of shad. They've got their hands full of bream. And we've had a bit of brusher about as well, a nice-sized brusher. Ramsgate also, again, being a good spot to try and target. Ramsgate, South Broome,
You know, your bronze bream, your brusher, it's definitely been on point. A bit further north into Margate, we've got loads of greys and non-eds there. Not too big on size, sort of that rat size, if you wish, but definitely a good fight on light tackle. And again, just non-eds. There's also been a couple of hounds around, so they are definitely still abound with the hounds, Vinesh. So really good to see that. And then moving into Orange Rocks, that area, St. Mark's, the guys are getting themselves really good, also non-eds. A Jap again with some greys, an eagle recently, and a shad or two. So the shad have been here, but not thick just yet. So I do hope that they do arrive pretty soon. And normally we get a few of those before the sards arrive. The guys catch a bit of shad, the sards get in, and then they disappear. So let's hope that the shad fishermen get their fish this year, and all of us, just a shad or two. Always fun to target those particular species. Moving further north to Bell area, that side, the guys are still getting the odd snookera there. Quite a few kingies around, but just in general, the whole coast is getting bream, brusher, a flounder, even out of all things, you know, cob, greys, a couple of eskims around, and a bustars, stone bream, and more, Vinesh. So really, really good at this stage. Just a quick one on the weather. So Friday, we've got a northeast blowing in the early afternoon around 20 k's power into a strong southwest for Saturday with big gusts and a big swell around. Sunday, we've still got that southwest, but a lot less force between 10 and 15 k's power and a swell that drops down to around 2 meters plus. So a bit of groundswell here and there and a bit of non-groundswell. The water temps hovering around 22, 21, 23 degrees, Vinesh. So otherwise, guys, a bit of a long report today, but you know what? It's just been absolutely fire. You know, definitely head down to the South Coast, Port St. John's, Mazeppa, even just lower coast, just really been firing with fish. But otherwise, guys, stay safe. Let's see those catches and tight lines.
Thank you, Adam. What a report, my friend. That was, in some ways, hilarious that you can name your fish when you're catching it. Really, seriously, calling a hound shark Bob. I mean, I've heard some fishing stories in my lifetime, but that is definitely one of the most classic ones. As for the rest of your fishing, my friend, down the lower south coast, yes, it is truly amazing. Guys, all these catches that Adam is talking about are on our YouTube channel, so make sure to go and check it out, Angler News SA. Please feel free to send us your catches to info@anglernews.co.za. So that is the lower south coast. Now moving down to Scottburra, Pennington and Park Rennie. Well, the fishing has been pretty good over there as well. Lots of bronze bream coming out. A good amount of stone bream. The guys are still getting that kingfish on the drop shot side. The reason why they are fishing drop shot, because it is still that juvenile kind of kingfish. Didn't get too many reports of shad or cob, but the offshore side, there has been some cooter and snook coming out from those areas as well. And now moving on down to Warner Beach, Amanzantoti, that entire Kingsborough Illovo stretch, we have got Gary, who's seen some fish this week again. Like I said, it's the Indigo Patch, guys.
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary here at Kingsborough. Yeah, it's been a decent week along here. You know, edible fish in the right place at the right time, right bait on a nice bank. Some decent pompano. They're sort of 6 to 8 kilo ones. So a nice cock grunter, photo of a cock grunter. A grunter here and there. A decent stumpy. Yeah, and some greys coming up. Been good. A good condition for edibles, and the chaps made the most of it. Let's hope it sort of carries on like this. Yeah, if you got the right bait put in the right place. Yeah, other than that, not much else to report. Let's see what the week ahead brings with another big cold front come through. Hopefully then we get some more of those winter fish coming our way. Yeah, until next week then, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Great report, my friend. I'm glad to hear that the fish is coming out. In fact, I know the fish are coming out because I've got the reports coming through with all those catches. The guys have been sending me some incredible footage of that pompano that's been out there, and I have physically seen myself the bronze bream that are swimming literally 5 meters away from you. So, guys, Warner Beach, Amanzantoti, that whole Illovo stretch, the fish are on the bite. So, great report, Gary. Bang on the money. I did not know about the gray shark, so thank you for letting us know about that. That's what our reporters are here for, and this is why they're the best in their field. Now, speaking about the best in their field, who better to tell us about Durban than Mike V and Brad Krobler?
How's it, guys? Yeah, the fishing's been quite good off the beaches the last couple of days. The guys have been getting some lovely grey sharks. Good couple diamonds still around. One or two honeys still around. Some stumpies, grunters in the mix there on the beaches. One or two rocket shad being caught. Absolute giants. Again, I saw a picture of one that was touching 70 centimetres. So, yeah, there are some big shad have pulled in The guys that are challenging for cob and things like that, they are getting some. That Glen Ashley stretch, Virginia, they've been getting a few as well. So always worth going to go try challenge a cob there on a live bait or with an Oki leg or some choco or something like that. On the paddle ski and ski boat front, guys, the Kuta have been on. The further north you go, the more wild it's been. But off Durban, yeah, the guys have been getting their fair share. Kuta, snook, some big bonnies. I heard of a nice yellowfin came out. So, yeah, there is some nice fish for the guys on the trawling. Again, the normal bottoms, things I get, the guys have been getting their soldiers, rock cods, all those sort of things. In the bay, the grunters have been trying, but no big ones. All mainly just size and that sort of area. The big ones seem to have made a vanish. A couple kingies, the odd springer, a couple sand gurnets, things I get, but the big grunter I'm missing for some reason. Hopefully they'll be back in the next couple of days and the guys can continue catching some. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Well, good morning, guys. It's Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, the fishing report over the last week. Guys, yeah, it's been actually pretty darn impressive. Yeah, with some really good bottom fish, especially off that Umsloti mid-reef area. A couple of Kuta coming out of the deep Umsloti side and far up north by the fence. And then also, yeah, I'm doing some snook off the Blue Lagoon area. A couple of Heelbeck out in the deep side, especially off the bluff area there by church grounds and that sort of place. And then, yeah, also while trawling in between the bonnies and all the little tuna that are around at the moment, we managed to pick up a couple of Dorado as well. So, yeah, strange things have happened. So, guys, yeah, good luck, tight lines, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Wow, what an incredible report. You guys have virtually named everything we could catch out of Durban. And you know what? That is why we are calling it our Indigo Patch. So, guys, speaking about Durban and the surrounding areas, oh, by the way, huge shout out to Mike V. Beautiful kingfish he's landed off the harbor. He didn't mention it. He doesn't talk about himself too much. I'm going to talk about him. That deserves some bragging rights. So, beautiful kingfish out by Mike V. So, like we were saying, those areas around Durban that Mike V was talking about, all those rock and surf areas where that shad, the pompano, the bronze bream, the cub has been coming out. If you want to check out these water reports, make sure to follow my TikTok page, Angler News, or search Vanessa Green, either one, and you will find every Saturday, I am going out to show you this week's water report. So I'll be covering the areas of Umhlanga, possibly Tongat Rivermouth, definitely Virginia, Blue Lagoon, Anstey's, the Cuttings, and maybe if I can make it in time to the Amanzantoti stretch. But it'll give you an idea of where the fish are coming out from. I'm going to be down there. I'm going to show you the water report. I'm going to talk to the anglers. I'm going to find out what's coming out. So if you want to see this content and if you want to hear from the anglers who's on the beach at the moment, well, follow my page, Saturday mornings, Vanessa Grimm, Angler News, South Africa on TikTok. Right, now let's move on up to the North Coast where we've got Jesse with another incredible report. And you know what? Special thanks to Jesse. He is on leave at the moment, but still dedicated to the show, dedicated to get you into those right feeding zones. So this is our Bolito Salt Rock report with Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito.
Hi there, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. I've taken a couple of days off from work just to try and maybe get some fishing done. I thought it would be a good week for fishing, given the reports that we had last week and the weather conditions seem to be fairly stable for the most part. We've had some good reports, and it's stayed consistent with last week. We've seen a lot of the species that we were catching last week, this week as well, which is kind of what I gave an indication of in my report. I was under the impression that things were going to be more or less the same. Reason being, we'd had some pretty good weather, and this week's weather was very, very consistent with what we thought was going to happen. It's been good. I wouldn't say that we've had much difference. We've had a couple of interesting species come out from the surf this week. The ski boats and the skis seem to have been consistent with last week's catches as well. But we've seen a couple more bigger kuta come out. And as everybody knows, this time of the year is time for the big kuta. A lot of the guys kind of specialize this time of year. They dust their tackle off and they kind of go and target those bigger kuta specifically for good reason. We generally don't see a lot of smaller kuta this time of year. You will get them. We normally start with our shoal kuta. When I say shoal kuta, It's location specific if we're talking size. For example, a Sharlcooter on the Bluff may be 10 kilos. A Sharlcooter down in Port Edward may be 15 kilos. So it is very specific to the location. And we've seen a couple of those Sharlcooter earlier this year. They really start with us in December in our section here. And we had a bit of a late one. It wasn't the best season for Sholies earlier on. But we did see them. And I think if we take a look at the previous years, it's been all right. It's been fair. But we did see some decent fish come out now this time of the year, which is really, as I've indicated before, which is when we expect the bigger ones to come through. And as I said, a lot of guys have been dusting their tackle off, getting out there. We've seen a lot of bait sold. We've seen a lot of the Kuta terminal tackle sold. For example, the new Kingfisher pelagic range of bait swimmers. They've come out fairly recently, and we've sold an absolute ton of them, which is a good indication that the guys are getting out there and making up their traces. And normally what they do is they get their traces all tied up in the beginning of the season, and midway through the season they start to retie a couple. It really is just dependent on how many sharks are around, because we've had quite a bad year with the tacks. This year we had a bit of a late run with traces, and the guys that have been making up are making up a lot more, and we can tell that by the tackle sales. So either the coots are feeding very well at the moment, or there's a lot of sharks around. Could be both as well. So I think if somebody had to go out on the ski or the boats in the upcoming week, I'd say definitely target the coots still. We will only see signs of it really tapering off in about a month from now, especially given the conditions we've had and the reports that we've had. There have been a couple of snook in the mix as well. Not an absolute ton, but it is generally you can gauge the snook fishing on the weather patterns more so than anything else, any other species as well, because they very, very much so are fish that congregates around the river mouths after the rains and stuff like that. So it's fairly easy to pinpoint when they will be coming out. Yeah. Catching them is a different story. As most people know, they are very, very fussy fish. The one thing we've seen the guys catching a lot on are the little spoons, so your little Sprat spoons, your little anchovy spoons, the Marias, all of that type of stuff. Again, we can tell that by sales and by chatting to the guys. A lot of the catches we've seen have been in floaty area. A couple at Westbrook, the guys will fish for Kuta at Westbrook early in the morning, and then if they don't catch anything, they'll try for a snook or two. And just to try and put something on the dinner table. And it's been quite good as far as that goes. Further north, the guys are catching a lot of fish. When I say further north, I'm talking Tinley, Zinkwazi, all of those areas. We've heard a lot of reports from that area. If we take a look at bottom fishing, we've had some decent bottom fishing. But as most people know, we're moving into the time of the year for bottom fishing. The bottom fishing here really starts in winter. And when I say bottom fishing, you'll catch bottoms all year round. But we specifically go out there and target the really big bottoms, the big muscle cracker, the big redfish, the dogger, the heelback. All of those species start from now, and we'll just see it increasing in catches right up until really early December, when it starts to taper off. If we take a look at rock and surf fishing, a lot more shad moving through in certain areas. It is sporadic, but the guys are catching quite a few. Bigger species, when I say bigger species, I'm talking the cob and the garrick. Again, from last week, the cob haven't slowed down. We've seen a lot of them. And a lot of the guys will say, yeah, I was fishing at this location and I didn't see anybody catching fish. But we hear the guys have been catching fish. And a lot of the time what happens is those anglers that are catching are fishing at night time, especially for cob. Cob, as most people know, they feed day and night, but they really come on the bite at night time. They've got a very pronounced lateral line, and they use that to their advantage. They can pick up bait or vibrations from the bait in very low light conditions, in pitch black actually. So that's why you see a lot of the cob kind of move in and feed on in the shallows on the bait fish. They almost herd the bait fish against the rocks at night, whereas at daytime, I would say they rest. They tend to use most of the energy at night time to catch those bait fish when the bait fish are kind of, they've let their guard down a little bit and they expect nothing to be feeding on them. So Cobb, been a couple coming out. Garrick, I haven't heard anything, absolutely nothing about Garrick so far. It is a little bit early for them, but last year we had a couple of early Garrick come through. The first ones that I heard of in this area, on our kind of localized area, was at Blue Lagoon. I haven't heard much from there, apart from a shad or two, a couple of grunter in the river section. But I'm just hoping the Garrick comes through and we have a good season, because that on spinning and on bait seems to be incredibly exciting. So we will obviously update you guys as soon as the Garrick start to move through and we get some confirmed reports of that. You know, species such as your bronze bream, rock cod, lantern fish, which we've been getting a lot of in the last couple of weeks, still feeding quite nicely. Bronze bream, not so many, but they are present. Your smaller species like your blacktail, carantine, all of that, we've got a couple, but it's been fairly slow. I think most people concentrating on the cob now, which is right, because let's be honest, when they're here, you want to make hay while the sun shines. So I think a lot of people have refrained from using smaller baits purely just to try and get, they put a bigger bait out there to try and get the cob while they're here. A couple of early season cob. As far as freshwater is concerned, I haven't heard a heck of a lot, to be honest, largely due to the fact that I haven't been in the shop this week. I've been on leave, as I said before, and I rely mostly on word of mouth reports. And then I do follow a lot of Facebook groups, and I see some catches there. The only dam that I've really seen a lot of feedback from so far is Albert Falls. Albert Falls seems to be fishing incredibly well. There's a lot of active carp at Albert Falls as well. So if you're going to be fishing for carp, definitely get in there now. Carp is a very much winter-orientated fish when it comes to the bigger ones. 90% of anglers who catch their PBs are fishing in the depths of winter. So something exciting there as far as carp angling is concerned. And I think that's pretty much it for this week. We haven't really seen much else besides that. But again, I haven't been in the shop, so I haven't heard of a lot of reports. That's going on Facebook feedback. And then a couple of guys that send me photos on a weekly basis. So that's about it, guys. I hope you get some fish this week. And good luck. Thank you.
Wow, Jesse. That was absolutely incredible, my friend. I mean, okay, firstly, Jesse is on leave, right? And he delivers a report like that, which was mind-blowing. Let me start off by saying that I totally concur that the best fishing for bass in my personal side has been in winter. Adirondack Dam. So Jesse is absolutely right with that. Winter bass fishing is amazing, truly amazing. Now, you do not catch as many as you do during the summer months, but you catch that quality bass in winter. So absolutely love it, Jesse. As for the rest of your content, the advice, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Totally, totally love it. You know, so thank you so much. I know you're on leave and you still deliver a report like that. Absolutely amazing. Now, moving on up to the rest of the North Coast, I chatted with Savika earlier today, who also gives us a report of what's been going on the North Coast. And he says, yes, some big GTs over the weekend. One landed at Tugela. Now, guys, that GT at Tugela was beauty, absolute beauty. As for spadefish and stumpies, that's been coming out at Tindy Manor, and the blacktail along the coast has been big with some big wave garrick. So some great fishing on that stretch. Now, if you're talking about Tugela as well, we can talk about some triple tail that's been on the bite. And moving further up to Richards Bay, well, we've got Dean Reddy bragging since last week, right? And he deserves those bragging rights, because the Pompano and the Kingfish and the Sandies that he has been catching has been remarkable. So if you want to know what's happening on that rock and surf side, go and check out the Kingfisher page. You will see Dean Reddy posing with some real front page image kind of catches. So that's on your rock and surf side. If you are fishing offshore, well, guys, it's been a cooter fest of note. Huge amount of cooter, lots of cooter, even the shoal cooter that Jesse was talking about, but these are the bigger ones. And amongst that, yes, there has been one or two tuna, still a little bit early or the right time. I'm not sure on that one up on the North Coast. I know it's definitely the right time down the South Coast. Is it the same up the North Coast? I don't know, but the fish are coming out. So guys, that's Richards Bay, Solutia. That is our saltwater side. Now, moving on to the freshwater world, we have got Jan, who's going to talk about species on all fronts, catches on all facets, However, there are 2 weeks left for the river season to be closed, and you gotta go out and take full advantage of that. And Jan is gonna tell us exactly what's coming out right now and the dams that are performing for that freshwater species. So guys, without further ado, here is Jan from the Kingfisher, Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there guys. So the great run of weather continues, and the fishing is right up there as well. The Midlands are showing off on all fronts at the moment, with multiple species showing up to the game. Trout, bass, carp, yellows, everybody getting their time in the sun and getting in some feed action before winter. Which begs the question, where exactly is winter? My social media is popping up with some reminders of proper frosts around about this time of year. But hey, we'll take the sun while we can. As mentioned last week, or perhaps can I say predicted, the good weather and warmer water temperatures to date have appeared to be some great conditions for scaly. And here they are. The Natal Fly Fishers Club beat in the Umkomas River recently produced some good numbers of scaly, fish up to 11 inches or 28 centimeters for local anglers and brothers Jason and Tyron McGarry. Fish in the Umkomas will also seek out tributaries that are flowing into the main river, and these have also been producing fish. While the weather is still warm, a word of warning from one of the local anglers that was trekking in the bush, and that is to check for ticks. If you find yourself having tick bites, be aware of symptoms some 5 to 10 days after a tick bite. That is fever, headache, tiredness, and muscle pains. African tick bite fever is generally mild, but hey, as they say, prevention is better than cure, so better not to get it in the first place. Sticking with the cyprinids, the carp also reported to be active on the surface at Albert Falls. The mild weather is producing some spectacular glass-off days, and the carp are up, surface feeding on rafts of midges. The carp are recognized for their dogged fighting ability, and while they pull hard, softer tip action rods, which can withstand the sudden runs into the deep and protect your leader and tippet setup, are highly recommended. The trout streams are also in fine fettle, with the NFFC beats on the Moy and the Bushman's River giving up some excellent brown trout in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter, and 13 to 15 inch, or 33 to 38 centimeter classes. A good fish in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter class, was also reported from the Moy River. The water temperatures are sitting at about 13 or 14 degrees in the morning and rising to some 15 or 16 degrees later in the day. And fish are happily taking both surface dries, for example hopper patterns, and subsurface nymphs, so the choice is yours. News from further afield, from Dwayne Howell up in Underberg, is that the Umzimkulu River is also fishing well for rainbows. In general, anglers are reporting the rivers are in great shape, with flow and clarity perfect, and the fish are also in great shape. And if moving water is your game, time to get a line on it before the season closes at month's end. The still water is also getting their fair share of attention from the NFFC anglers. Water temperatures are slowly slipping down the scale and are currently sitting around about 15 or 16 degrees. Perfect for fish that are feeding up on the smorgasbord available before the winter chill sets in. There's been a good range of fish reported. The smallest was in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter bracket, with the bulk being 13 to 15 inches or 33 to 38 centimeter class, and with a couple of bigger fish in the 15 to 17 inch or 38 to 43 centimeter range. Bigger patterns are doing the work, including the ever favorite Mrs. Simpson. As the waters cool, some of the brighter patterns will come into play, and a firm winter choice is the Pancora woolly bugger with its bright orange and yellow tail. Of interest is that the winter stillwater events season kicks off this weekend, with the first leg of the Tops Corporate Challenge taking place on the waters around the popular Midlands village of Nottingham Road, and we look forward to reporting on that next week. The bass waters are also showing off. Reports of some good fish in the 2+ kilogram range coming from Albert Falls, and also some quote-unquote big fish from Midmar. But hey guys, no pics, no proof, so come on, show your wares. The bass are reportedly on the move in search of food, and with the dropping water temperatures will have them feeding up before winter sets in proper. And with a mouth like that, which can literally fit a bucket, anything is fair game. Stick baits, and in particular, large glide baits, are the current word from the water, fished deep and slow. We have already mentioned the carp on the surface at Albert's, but the bank anglers are reportedly also doing very well with the carp at Midmar. Strong scents like Powder Bay and Devil's Dreck or Devil's Claw are your current go-to flavors. So guys, tight lines to all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And a reminder that our opening hours are 8 to 5pm Mondays to Friday, and 8 to 1pm on weekends and public holidays. See you in store.
That is exactly it. The best in tackle and advice. Jan, thank you for all that advice. Thank you for letting us know about that tick bite. We are aware of it, but it's always good to be reminded to be aware even more when we are out there amongst those dams, especially if there has been anglers coming back and reporting about it. As for that big fly patterns, Mrs. Simpson, now there's a name that I'm sure I'm going to be hearing a lot more as the season continues. And guys, like Jan was saying, we have got just merely 2 weeks left for that river season to be closed. So go out and take full advantage of that. Jan, once again, thank you so much for that bass tips. Fish big, fish slow. Yes, great advice, Jan. And that is exactly what we can expect from the Kingfisher stores. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It has been a truly remarkable one. There are so much fish out there. If you do not believe me and you want to see these visuals, guys, go and check out our TikTok channel. So on our TikTok channel, that's a summarized version of what we get on the podcast. And if you want to see those water conditions for this weekend, like I said earlier, make sure to follow our TikTok page. So Angler News SA on YouTube, on TikTok, on ecr.co.za under podcast. That is exactly where you are getting the latest in fishing news from the source of the guys that are out there, the guys that are based in those areas, speaking to the anglers to find out exactly where those feeding zones are. And with that being said, guys, just remember, on Monday, we have got an absolutely amazing podcast coming out, so go and check that out as well. We are talking about what it's like to catch a 300-kilo monster. We chat with Jace Govender, and we've got the entire lowdown of what it takes to go and catch these 300-kilo fish. And the reason we chose Jace Govender is because he's got over 11 of them. This season, he's aiming to get 12. But if you want to know how to do it, and here's a little hint of what you can expect, right? You can probably catch a 300-kilo fish with a single sardine. I'm going to leave it at that. So while I leave it at that, make sure to listen to Monday's show. And if you're listening to it on Apple or Spotify, make sure to rate us. Let us know how we're doing. Leave a comment. We want to learn from you. So guys, until next week.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.